Welcome to Legislative Report with State Representative Ryan McKenzie of the 134th Legislative District in Berks and Lehigh Counties. Representative McKenzie, welcome to another report to your constituents. We'd like to begin this week by talking about good news for Pennsylvania dairy. What's going on here?
The House recently approved several bills to support dairy farmers and the dairy industry in Pennsylvania. House Bill 223 would create Keystone Opportunity Dairy Zones with the goal of encouraging new or additional processing capacity for Pennsylvania milk. With people drinking less milk but eating more yogurt, cheese, butter, and ice cream, Pennsylvania dairy farmers would benefit by having additional processors in the Commonwealth who would turn their milk into value-added products that can be shipped around the country or the world. Under the proposal, qualifying processing facilities would be required to create new jobs and use primarily Pennsylvania milk in exchange for tax incentives similar to those offered under the existing Keystone Opportunity Zones program. The House also approved a measure that aims to ensure the state's over-order premiums on milk are being properly paid to support Pennsylvania dairy farmers. House Bill 224 would enable the Milk Marketing Board to fix and to coordinate, facilitate, or establish the collection and distribution of premiums established by the board on milk and dairy products. The bills are now pending action by the Senate.
The next thing we'd like to talk about, Representative, is PennDOT is seeking a little bit of feedback on what they're doing. Can you tell us what's going on here?
While we are headed into summer, PennDOT is seeking the public's feedback on its winter services through an online survey. The 17-question survey asks respondents about their timeline expectations for safe and passable roadways, how they rank snow removal priorities, and how they rate PennDOT's winter services. Respondents are also asked how they receive PennDOT roadway information and whether or how they use the state's 511 PA Traveler Information Services. The survey is available through April 29th and should take about 5 minutes to complete. All responses are completely anonymous, and it's available at PennDOT.PA.gov. Again, PennDOT.PA.gov if you'd like to give feedback to PennDOT about their winter services.
And we'd like to talk about next a program called PA Able, and this deals with Pennsylvanians with disabilities. Can you tell us what this program does and how it operates?
The Pennsylvania Treasury Department is marking the fifth anniversary of the PA Able Savings Program, which was established in law by the legislature as Act 17 of 2016. PA Able is a savings program for Pennsylvanians with disabilities and their families. It provides a tax-free way to save without affecting eligibility for critical means-tested benefits such as supplemental security income or medical assistance. Nearly 6,300 Pennsylvanians have opened PA Able accounts and saved more than $72 million for disability expenses. To be eligible for PA Able, a person's disability must have occurred prior to their 26th birthday. PA Able account owners can choose from six different investment options and an interest-bearing checking account. Contributions and earnings in PA Able accounts can be used to help save and pay for short and long-term disability-related expenses, and qualifying expenses include education, housing, transportation, assistive technology, healthcare, financial management, and more. You can learn more at paable.gov. Again, paable.gov.
And finally, Representative, I understand you have a shredder event coming up.
That's correct. We're about 1 week away from our shredder event taking place on April 30th from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. at our office and the parking lot of the Lower Macungie Township Complex on Brookside Road in Macungie. Again, it's a very popular event. It runs from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. on Saturday, April 30th at the parking lot of the Lower Macungie Township Complex. And I hope everyone will be able to join us there to shred sensitive information, and that way they can help protect their identity to make sure that information doesn't fall into the hands of people who are trying to commit identity theft.
Representative McKenzie, thank you for this informative report to your constituents, and tune in for another Legislative Report with State Representative Ryan McKenzie.